But first, let's go to Northern Ireland, where executive ministers there are meeting to discuss the possible easing of restrictions from the 1st of April. We're expecting to hear that groups from 10 to 2 households may be able to meet for some outdoor activity. Pubs, restaurants and retail, though, are expected to remain closed. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, is on the line. Tommy, nothing yet from that executive meeting, but I think the expectation is there will be some modest relaxation in the restrictions. Is that right?
Well, I think, Brian, we can say that the education element is done and dusted. That's very important, say, given the numbers involved. You have, south of the border, you have primary schools reopened. Here in Northern Ireland, just students from the first 3 years of primary school are back in class. But as and from next Monday, that will change. All primary schools are on target to reopen. And then the executive is also giving a signal to secondary schools that provided the numbers stay low, and that's the virus numbers we're discussing, secondary schools, second level schools, will reopen after Easter on April the 12th. So I suppose for parents and for students, it would seem this is the signal that home learning, homeschooling is about to end, provided the numbers stay low.
Now,
and you're right, Brian, about say, outdoor activity. That discussion is taking place now. And here are some of the dilemmas. There's a proposal that you can let people up to 10 from two households. Now, why is it two households? What's the logic there? That they can meet outdoors for, say, walking activity, for golfing, for tennis. No talk whatsoever of clubhouses and golf clubs reopening, but just to let people to get out and to enjoy the fresh air and to get involved in say, games of golf, games of tennis. And as we speak, Brian, I'm sitting here on the Stormont estate, and I'm looking at scores and scores of people out walking together. So you have that public pressure.
Yeah.
And then if the numbers stay low, Brian, they're going to move to maybe looking at outdoor training resuming for groups of up to 15. That would say maybe be soccer clubs or GAA clubs, where groups of up to 15 could resume training. And they're talking about there from April the 12th.
And so far as we know, Tommy, is this all very much in line with the public health advice from the experts in Northern Ireland to the executive?
It is, Brian. And it has to be said that Michael McBride, the chief medical officer, is quite cautious by nature. He's very conscious of what happened here before, where there was pressure, public pressure, political pressure to reopen, and Northern Ireland got burned in some respects. And it's been in a form of lockdown since St. Stephen's Day. And so they don't want, when they have some momentum in terms of the rollout of vaccines down out to the over 50s group, they can see that their virus numbers are falling, and they can see that they're beginning to tell a good story. They're also conscious that business has them under pressure. There's no talks of pub reopenings or restaurant reopenings. They're conscious of that pressure. They're also conscious that across the water, say the likes of Wales and in England and in Scotland, maybe people are moving at a faster pace. But I think they're going to be cautious here in Northern Ireland because of past experience.
And this is very much the dividend of the vaccination rollout. And we know that the UK and Northern Ireland are ahead of what's happening here. And they're reaping the benefits of that now at this stage.
Not just that, Brian, it's the dividend of the availability of vaccines, but also the guidance they're getting in relation to vaccines is coming from their own independent authority since the UK, since Brexit took place, since it left the European Union. And you can see, say, in our own country and in the other European member states, there is that very real concern that if we go our own way here and if something goes wrong, this would reflect badly on us as politicians, but also there's the whole question of indemnity. And say in our own country, we had a bad experience where, you know, the state took on indemnification responsibilities at one stage, where we were keen to get a vaccine in a particular instance, and that didn't work out well. So in this instance, the UK logic is we have the vaccines, number one, but we have the go ahead from our own regulatory agency. And that's what makes it different to the rest of to the EU, Ireland included.
Tommy, thank you for that.